way beyond my capacity to even understand its qualities. And I had no idea what was going on, because last time I was here, Chennai, was when the first temple was built. The first temple was going on. I don't know how many years that was, a long time ago. And so in the interim, we would exchange, meet in Mayapur so many times, and ultimately there was always a smile on his face. Nam Maharaj always was very simple, humble, and very sincere devotee. And also in Prabhupada's time, the same qualities, exuberant personality, that around Prabhupada he blossomed, he was glowing. And so, but I had no idea the depth and capacity of Prabhupada Maharaj until I came this last visit here, that he's done so much translation and the works that are pouring out of his repertoire. As I said in this sample, he's got 15 books already done and 6 more in the works, that's 21. So that's a major work already. So he's accomplishing the order that he got from his spiritual master, that he should take the instruction to heart, and he did that. He's doing it, doing very well, of course. And all these books are just masterpieces. And now giving Vaishnava literature to the whole world in English, which is the major language. And so I'm just overwhelmed by the amount of the capacity of his, I mean, how much can one person have in his head in terms of a brain? There's a brain capacity there, it's unlimited. And so I see that more and more with his qualities, that he's a very unusual, certainly very elevated God brother. But to the extent, now that I see, I'm totally in awe of the work he's doing, what he's done, this temple, everything so far that I've seen here is just very awe-inspiring. And so I'll take that with me when I leave and I go back to my duties. And in terms of deity worship, all those years I've been on the altar in Vrindavan, I learned several things, but main point is that I learned how to be a subject to Balmaraj, in terms of humility, sincerity, dedication, perseverance, all the qualities that he is very exuberantly presenting everything in his presence just by his simple nature. And he was always, as far as I can remember, the same way, all the way back. He was always helpfully serving other devotees, Jayapataka Maharaj, Guru Kripa, that time Maharaj, and so many. And so he always took a back seat, working with Mahanidhi Swami, doing so many books. And so on and on, his glories, I think, will never stop being chanted, because he's such a personality that I'm sure Prabhupada is very pleased with. That the dedication that he's shown and the perseverance through hard times, we've all gone through hard times. If you meet any proper disciples, you know they've been roasted and toasted and fried on all sides, because that's just the nature of the material world. And in the early pioneering days, it was like an unfortunate confliction between interests, and a lot of devotees used to fight each other. And so it wasn't always easy to remain in the movement, and many left. But Bhagavan Maharaj has been exemplary in the simplicity and the way he persevered. And so many glories are there in his personality. About the deity worship, the program that he learned from Srila Prabhupada is that basically it's a life engagement. You become a life member to deity worship. In other words, you dedicate your whole life to it. So dedication to deity worship means it's a lifetime job. It's your full-time career. So you never leave. Pujari is a person who dedicates his entire life to the service he's doing. So that means you never leave that service. Never. Until the time you drop your last breath and you drop dead. And so I've been 34, 35 years now in Vrindavan serving Raja Shama Sundar. And I find many things happen in the course of the time that I've served. And that in deity worship, simple things I might mention for the deity program here is that, first off, Prabhupada never had a tulsi leaf placed on his plate when he was taking prasadam. And there are different individuals starting this new idea of presenting, putting Nellie and Nitya Lila so you can put Tulsi Leaves on Prabhupada's plate. Well, you don't do that. It's Rasa Bas. If you put a Tulsi Leaf on a plate, it goes to Krishna directly. And so, which is fine, but if you're serving Prabhupada, he never asked for a Tulsi Leaf, and certainly he would take prasadam that's cooked and given and delivered. Funny stories about that when the servants were serving Srila Prabhupada, they would have to pay their obeisances. When they were delivering hajapatis, they'd pay their obeisances, give Prabhupada a japati, pay their obeisances, go out, get another one, come back, pay their obeisances, give them the japati, pay their obeisances, and go out again. And so Prabhupada never said to stop it. And so this is a routine that was set up by Prabhupada himself. And so out of respect to the spiritual master. And so another thing is that in terms of deity worship, Prabhupada instructed in Vrindavan, I don't know if it was just in Vrindavan or for the whole movement, that the deities should not wear garlands at night. It's like if you're going to sleep and you have a garland on, it won't be very comfortable. And so he said, give the deities a break, you know, all day long they're having garlands and changing, but no, at night, please, you know, don't, no garlands. And so that was a confliction in our deity department of Vrindavan. And so it's been, otherwise it's been very normal and deity worship goes on. And the passage of time, so many changes take place, and ultimately we try to keep the standard set for the whole movement. That the program for deity worship shouldn't be improvised and changes made. Prabhupada was very strict about that. The continuity of deity worship should be worldwide. And whatever is done, and he set up Vrindavan as a focal point because he set up those deities and he wanted a high standard set. And so if you witness there, or I think anywhere in the movement, there's a very high standard. Unlike anywhere else, unlike the Gaudiya Math or any other sampradaya, it's just a very high standard. And so that was the key to success in this movement. The more we worship the Lord, the greater the opulence. And Bhama Raja and I used to talk about that. It's the key factor in how to succeed in this devotional life, serving the Lord. And so that service mentality, it's taken to its extreme. If you dedicate your life fully to deity worship, for a pujari, they understand. All pujaris, I'm sure, have had experiences in close proximity to the Lord. Because when you're on the altar, it's different than being outside looking in. When you're on the altar, the deities are looking at you, not you're just looking in. And so you're under scrutinizing eyes of the Supreme Lord, so that whatever you do, you have to do it well. You don't make any mistakes. I've made some real blunders in my life, and so you pay for it. Krishna doesn't, is not forgiving in Vrindavan. Maybe here he's more forgiving, but there he's really heavy. And so, deity worship is at the heart of Bhava Maharaj, and I think it's at the heart of every one of us, and certainly he's at the heart of every one of us. And his simplicity and his ongoing chastity to Srila Prabhupada. And the movement, as it stands today, there's been a lot of changes and a lot of people diverting, jumping ship. And so, but a person who's steady and understands the pathway back home to Godhead is to follow the spiritual master. So all of you following Bhava Maharaj are guaranteed a pathway back home, back to Godhead. Bhava Maharaj ki jai. And same thing, because he's going back, because he's following Prabhupada. And so anybody who follows Prabhupada, and you're following that person, you're guaranteed. Your safe trip back home, back to Godhead is guaranteed, absolutely. And so I think Prabhupada did mention he's got the key to the back door. So I think through Bhava Maharaj, you're probably all going through the front door. So so whatever that may be, the objective is to make it back home in this lifetime. And so that means you take another birth, where there's a pastime going on in another universe and you ultimately associate with Krishna or Lord Chaitanya, then you if there's anything, a residue, like Jayananda, a very famous devotee. And Prabhupada said when he left his body that if there's any residue, he'll take care of that in this next life, and he'll go back home, back to Godhead. And so for all of us, the same thing exists, that although we're neophyte, we're young, we're doing the very best we can to maintain our own devotional life, the key to the whole success story is following in service to the spiritual master and following a personality like Bhan Maharaj, who is so simple and humble in his presentation that you don't even know he's there. I mean, that's the emblem of humility. You're invisible. And so, and invisibility means that you're transparent. A transparent personality is able to take all the karma that comes from all of his shikshas and disciples, and so that goes straight through you, and it goes into the parampara. So Prabhupada absorbs it, and the acharyas take it from there. So if you're transparent, fine. If you become opaque, means if you, in our past history, many devotees have had occasion of falling down. They become opaque. It means they've deviated from the program, and ultimately that is disastrous. And so all that karma hits that person. We've seen one case after another in our society. So one thing for sure is that in the interim, as Prabhupada has given the instruction to Bhan Maharaj, Bhanu has done such a wonderful thing, and he will go on with the support of all of you. And I think that's the key. Support system means that whatever is done in a big way means a lot of people are working together to make it happen. And so I just enlist all of you to please follow in his footsteps and help him in every way possible. Because the job he's doing is absolutely amazing. And it'll expand. So the situation right now here with the temple premises and the work you've done so far is only the beginning. And so it will expand. There'll be much more. And I think you all know that. And there's nothing new that I have to say. It's just that he's such a wonderful person. I'm very honored to be his godbrother. Bhanu Maharaj ki jai. You want me to say something about this, Devananda Pandit? Okay, Devananda Pandit, of course we know the story first off is that he entered the, there was a Srivas Pandit entered into the kirtan or the lecture going on by Devananda Pandit. And so they pulled him out of there because as soon as he started talking about Krishna and Radharani, of course, Srivas lost it. You know, they started showing his pastimes of inner moods of Radharani and Krishna. So he started exuberating and falling into, roll on the floor. And so, unfortunately, Devananda Pandit didn't say anything. So then it goes on. When Mahaprabhu heard Devananda was residing, he became very angry. And he told Devananda, he turned to go back to his home. And the devotees followed him, begged for more mercy, continued. All the scriptures state, the Srimad Bhagavatam enunciates that the highest realization without having understood any of this, simply for the sake of name and fame as a religionist and scholar, he posed himself as a teacher of this great book. He doesn't know the purport. So only one who has understood that the Bhagavatam is to verify the inconceivable intelligence of the Supreme Lord himself knows that the only meaning of the Bhagavatam is devotion. In order to understand the book, Bhagavatam, one has to serve the devotee Bhagavatam. Devananda could hear all these remarks from the distance, yet he thought nothing of it. After some time, Gaurasundara accepted sannyas and went to live in Neelachal. It was then that Devananda at first began to feel some remorse. Such a great soul, totally imbued with love of God, but never went even once to have his association. One day, Chakrashwar Pandit came to Kulia to visit the house of one devotee there. In the evening, he held a festival dancing and chanting the holy name. Devananda was present on that occasion and was completely stunned by Bhakeshwar's effulgence in chanting and dancing. The night progressed more and more. In any case, Bhakeshwar fainted in a static cloud, and Devananda put his head on his lap and took service for him. After some days, he returned, Mahaprabhu returned to Bengal to see his mother in the Holy Ganges. He came to Kulia, and at that time, thousands and thousands of people came for his darshan. All of those who previously committed offenses against Nimai by thinking him to be an ordinary human being now came to seek his forgiveness. Mahaprabhu forgave each and every one of them. Among those present, Devananda, who fell down on the ground, offered his obeisances to Mahaprabhu. From that moment on, he became the Lord's foremost devotees. So he made that offense, and now he's being forgiven for it. Still, he felt a little hesitant. Thus, upon getting up, he stood to one side. Mahaprabhu addressed him, "Because you have served my dear devotee, Vikeshwara, I am not pleased with you. By that service, you have now been able to approach me. Within Vikeshwara's person is Sri Krishna's complete potency. Whoever serves him must receive Krishna's mercy." Devananda, in a faltering voice, replied, "You are the supreme controller. Simply for the sake of reclaiming fallen souls, you have embedded yourself here in Nadia. I'm a wretched, sinful person and have never served your lotus feet, thus was cheated of your causeless mercy for so many years. Oh my Lord, who resides within the heart of all living entities, you are supremely merciful. Only because you have shown yourself to me have I been able to see you. Oh most compassionate one, please instruct me. Let me know the actual purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam." Mahaprabhu replied, "Now hear me, O Brahmana. You know that the only way to explain the verses of the Bhagavatam is in terms of bhakti. The beginning, middle, and end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is only one teaching, devotion to Vishnu, which is eternally perfect and which is never destroyed or diminished. As Krishna, various incarnations such as Matsya and Kurma appear and disappear in the world by their sweet will. In the same way, the Srimad Bhagavatam is not made or composed by any person. It makes its appearance and disappearance by its own sweet will. Due to the appearance of devotion, the Bhagavatam blossomed forth from Vyasadeva's mouth by the mercy of Lord Krishna. As the truths regarding the supreme authority are inconceivable, so are the truths of Srimad Bhagavatam. Many may pretend to know its meaning, but they have no real grasp of the evidence that the Bhagavatam presents. But whoever who simply remembers the Srimad Bhagavatam while admitting himself to be ignorant can understand the real meaning. The Bhagavatam, which is saturated with loving devotion to Krishna, is an expansion of Krishna himself and contains descriptions of his most confidential pastimes. Now you should beg forgiveness by catching hold of Srivas Pandit's feet. The book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata are not different. If a devotee Bhagavata is merciful to us, then the book Bhagavata manifests its true meaning." Then Devananda fell at Srivas Pandit's feet and begged his forgiveness. Srivas embraced him and the offense retreated far away. All the devotees shouted in ecstasy, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol!" This disappearance is the 11th day of the dark night in the month of power. So, about back to Bhav Maharaj, that the book Bhagavata and Devotee Bhagavata is exemplified in his work and his writings and his teachings and his courses. And so, just following the person Bhagavata, you're following the Bhagavatam. And so, we get this now in full force by simply hearing and repeating the glories of Bhava Maharaj. Bhava Maharaj ki jai. Welcome, Andy.
Hare Krishna. We thank Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu for his realizations, glorifying Bhava Maharaj. We all know that Bhava in Sanskrit means sun. Sun dissipates darkness, and also today was an auspicious day of disappearance of Devananda Pandit. Bhanu Maharaj loves to give Bhagavatam class, and here in Chennai we are very fortunate. Past 35 years, this is the third series of Bhagavatam. We are now in the 7th canto, and I am very sure that all the devotees will be enjoying the 4th series also. And as Prabhu was saying that Bhanu Maharaj, Prabhupada is taking Bhanu Maharaj, and if you follow Bhanu Maharaj, we'll go behind Bhanu Maharaj. And we have another senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, Urmila Mataji, and she can share some of her experiences. But she's in the Shastra committee of the GBC, and Bhanu Maharaj also always is into Shastra. He loves to talk about philosophy, and Urmila Mataji can share some of her realizations about Bhanu. We invite Urmila Mataji to speak.
Hare Krishna. So, the first thing that really strikes me about this ceremony is that it's purely on the platform of love. There's no force or compelling or rule because of which the ceremony is taking place. Because Bhanu Maharaj just has decided, at least at this point, not to give formal diksha to anybody. So generally it's the formally initiated diksha disciples who perform a vyasa puja for their guru. However, this is being performed by people who are his shiksha disciples or his well-wishers. So this is very unusual in ISKCON. It's perhaps not unusual in history or in our sampradaya, but at least at this point in ISKCON, I'd say that it's highly unusual. And this is how we are supposed to develop, actually, in Krishna consciousness. We're supposed to develop in such a way that we act spontaneously out of love. I was just actually reading a whole section yesterday in Maharaj's translation of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I have just finished teaching nectar devotion twice, once in Mayapur, once in Vrindavan. And one of the things most discussed is what is the qualification for entering into Raghunuga Bhakti. So I was rereading over, some devotee had written me a question, I was rereading that section. And it's interesting that one is acting according to spontaneous feelings rather than according to some rule. And Jiva Goswami comments in another part of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that these statements in regard to Krishna can also be applied to the devotee. So that one is acting in spontaneous love and affection for the devotee, not according to some rule. So that is very nice. And the fact that this ceremony happens here in Chennai is evidence that here in Chennai, devotees are advancing to higher platforms of bhakti and getting to what is the essence of uttam bhakti or sadhana bhakti. This natural, spontaneous, loving relationships between devotees. So what is inciting this love? Just like for Krishna, there's udipans. There's various aspects that induce the devotees to love him. When we love somebody, we love them because something inspires us to love them. So what is it that's inspiring this spontaneous and natural outpouring of affection for Bhanu Maharaj? So of course we can look primarily at his character. And we see that he's, in all aspects and in all dealings, he's a Vaishnava. What is a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is someone that immediately reminds you of Krishna. Immediately. And when you see Maharaj, you think, oh, I'd like to be like that. Who of you, when you see Bhanu Maharaj, thinks, I'd like to be like that? Who thinks like that? Yeah, it's very attractive, isn't it? This is one of the aspects of Srila Prabhupada that was so attractive. That when one met Srila Prabhupada, one thought, whatever he has, I want some too. Right? In the material world, that's envy. Whatever you have, I want to take it from you. But spiritually, because the opulence of the Vaishnava is unlimited, they can give you unlimited and still have unlimited. No envy is required. But without a living example of Krishna consciousness, it just becomes some interesting philosophy. Or it says something in the book. You know, I get asked all the time, are there any real examples in the Hare Krishna movement of devotees who are exhibiting higher realms of bhakti? I said, oh yeah, many. So what specifically? We see he's very steady in his sadhana, isn't it? Publicly steady in his sadhana. We have to admit, with some people, you never know, are they doing any sadhana or not. You have to hope. I was at one point working on a service project with some devotees, and there was one devotee, every time you'd see him, he's always wearing his bead bag, but you never see his hand in the bead bag. And we were doing a lot of service, so that you pretty much knew what everybody was doing from 4 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, and never did I see the hand in the bead bag, just the bead bag. But with Maharaj, you see, very public, regular sadhana. And you see that he is engaging actually in the worship of the deities. Not only is he an expert in the deity worship, but he's doing deity worship. And he reminds me a lot of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his efficiency. You may know that Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a high court judge under the British rule. So to be a judge is a very difficult service, takes a lot of time. But the Thakur would do in 2 hours what everyone else would do in 6 or 7. And when Maharaj was the chairman of the GBC, he was finishing all of his chairmanship business in 2 hours a day. And if you want to know how he did this, try sending him an email. And you'll see how he did this. You get back 3 words, right? Just business. Fast and to the point and concise and finished. He doesn't, this is one of the symptoms of an advanced devotee. They don't waste time. You know, and 3 hours later, you're wondering, what is the point? Right? And long, long meetings and long, long papers and long, long. And you're practically crying, you're sleeping. And Maharaj is just like, okay, here's the point. Let's not waste time. Right? Wonderful. We look at that and think, if only I could finish all my business like that. And what is he saving his time for? You know, modern people, they want to save time. We have so many things in the modern day to save time. Of course, it doesn't always work that way. Before email, I could answer all my letters in 2 hours a week. Now it takes me 2 hours a day. But anyway, everyone's trying to save time. But what do they want to save time for? They want to save time so they can watch a movie. They want to save time so they can go to the restaurant, right? What are they saving time for? What is Maharaj saving his time for? Books and books and books. This isn't all of the books. You all know there's many more. Right? There's many Maharaj did with Mahanidhi Swami. Many, many books and books and books and books and books. Prabhupada says one purport, the duty of those in the renounced order, he gives two duties, to produce transcendental literature and to give learned discourses. So you can see that Bhanumaraj has taken this very seriously. And always translating, translating, isn't it? Every spare moment. Which is going to be sustaining the devotee community for hundreds or thousands of years. But that's not all. He's such a gentleman. Shivaram Maharaj told me one time, he said, the highest compliment anyone can give me is that I am a good human being. And we see with Bhanu Maharaj, he's a good human being. He's a gentleman. He doesn't, never treats anybody in a condescending manner. Yeah, he could use his big position as GBC and so many things, but he doesn't. He treats everyone Pandita Samadarshina, isn't it? Isn't that a fact? He treats everyone with respect. Everyone. You may be, you know, Prabhupada said there's no big devotee, small devotee, but you may be big devotee, small devotee. He doesn't see you like that. He treats everyone with respect. And Prasanatma, he's always joyful. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that? Yeah. So, very nice example for us. Very inspiring. Who cannot be inspired? I'm sure somebody, you know, someone's envious of Krishna, so I'm sure someone's envious of him, but inconceivable, huh? So it's very wonderful. I'm very moved by the fact that there is this natural, spontaneous, not rule-bound, not impelled by some rule, outpouring of love for another Vaishnava, based wholly and solely by inspiration and affection for the many, 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 many qualities of that Vaishnava, who is certainly respected, I'm sure, not only on this planet, but far beyond the material universe. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. We all know that Maharaj is known for his humility. And every year, some more devotees make sure that Maharaj stays in Chennai for his Vyas Forge. Few occasions we were fortunate to have him directly sitting on our Vyasasana, but many occasions he was so humble, he just somehow or other he goes for a meeting and for a theatre, but still, as Mataji was saying, that we Siksha disciples of Maharaj, we've been getting his Siksha for many years. Also Maharaj in many lectures, he always stresses on Siksha, and that's one of the reasons devotees have caught that secret. Maharaj many times says, Siksha, this guru can take you back to Krishna. So this devotees in Chennai are really caught the secret of Maharaj, and now we want to worship him so that we are sure that he can take us back. And Maharaj doesn't like to talk about himself. He doesn't like to hear about himself glorified that we have seen. Once when he finished his 12th canto of Bhagavatam, we had a small ceremony, invited some pandits and sanskrit scholars from Chennai. And Maharaj was sitting on an asana, the other three scholars sitting. Each one was glorifying Maharaj. And all devotees were enjoying. Suddenly we saw Maharaj asana was empty. He just walked behind when he was thrown. The last speaker gave him a title. Maharaj was not yet received title. Similarly today, Maharaj knew that we were going to celebrate his Vyas Forge. And somewhere there was still is there. If devotees come into this temple, each and every part of this temple can vibrate Maharaj's name. Right from when he got this land, we were searching the land for the past 15 years when we were in Kilpak, 30 years back. He came to Chennai in 85. He was very particular to have a land in ECR. We all told, why can't we have in the city, in Poonamani High Road? He said, no, ECR is a place, Mahabalipuram Road, there's a tourist spot we should have. In those days, this road was like a small lane. It's nothing there, very dark. In fact, many devotees, they named it, attend the Bhumi Puja in 2003, saying that this nobody will come here. Even when this temple was coming, there were many floods and water was walking. Maharaj used to wade, you know, used to walk. Once I asked Maharaj what to do when people come to this temple. No, in Greece, this is country in Europe, the entire city is inside water. People still are living. He was thinking, anything negative will be given in a positive way. Once, when he finished his 10th canto of the entire Bhagavatam series of Vishnu Chakra Thakur, Chaitanya Charitam Jayaram Prabhu, BDG, one of the BDG editor, he wanted to interview Maharaj. He told Maharaj, Maharaj, can I come to Chennai and interview you? No, you ask me a question, email, I'll answer. And we all know that when we write a one-page email, Maharaj answers in two lines. Okay, that's it. Once, I was fortunate to get an email of four sentences. It's really a record. So I'm just acting to reproduce the recent BTG article where Maharaj speaks about himself. It's very rare Maharaj to speak about himself. Most of us would like to glorify ourselves. I joined the movement, I distributed so many books. But it's very nice to see Maharaj talk about himself. I'll just read some of question. Can you please tell us how you were introduced to Krishna consciousness? The reporter is asking. Bhanu Maharaj, I met devotees in Japan in 1971. And then I met Srila Prabhupada there and went to India with him. During this time, Prabhupada told us long, one of his Vyas Forge, he said, When I was with Prabhupada dropped me in one of the states in Japan, Delhi. I knew not one word of Hindi. He gave me Hindi Bhagavad Gita. He told me, distribute this book and come to the temple. One of the store, 45 rupees, 45 rupees, 45 rupees. He was showing people, because Maharaj English is Americanized English, and Delhi people speak Hindi. He was telling the devotees, I was telling 45 rupees, 45 rupees, Bhagavad Gita, 45 rupees. So he came in 1971. Very attracted to learning Sanskrit from the beginning of his Krishna consciousness. Maharaj, if you go to his room, he has volumes of Sanskrit literature. He just speaks in his Sanskrit words and types in English. Directly, no dictionary. He sees the Sanskrit words and types. So the reporter is asking, when did you start learning Sanskrit? How did you gain sufficient mastery over Sanskrit to be able to translate Sanskrit works? How long did it take to gain sufficient competent Sanskrit? You know, Sanskrit is a very difficult language. I say this Sanskrit in school. We used to mug up. Mug up and write in me. To study Sanskrit requires a lot of work. Maharaj had 10 years training in Navadvip. He used to go every day and learn Sanskrit. I learned Bengali script to get exact letters of the songs. Some years later, I learned the grammar. Then I learned Sanskrit on my own in my spare time from various books. He also spent a lot of time. Mother is telling, how do you use your spare time? Mother uses spare time to learn, because that was useful to translate these books. I started translating Bengali Navadvip Dharma Mahatmya in 1982. I kept the Bengali works or Sanskrit works with Bengali translation till 2000. Then I translated Krishna Tapuri Thakur's on Gita. The reporter, what inspired you to take up the service translating the works of the previous Acharya? Maharaj, there was a lack of accurate translations of Gaudiya commentaries. Maharaj used to tell me, there are a lot of devotees translating, but they are not giving the as-it-is version. So somehow, I am trying to give the exact works. Which are the books that you have translated till now? Maharaj says, he gives a list here. Maharaj was saying them a few years. Chaitanya Shishamrita, Ananda Vrindavan Champo, Kavikarna Pura, Madhava Mahasubha of Jiva Goswami, Bhavartha Sayagraya, Krishna Aknika Kaumadi, Commentary on Bharati Vidya Goshtha, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Gita, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Brahma Samhita Commentary of Jiva Goswami, Ishopanishad Commentary on Bharati Vidya Goshtha, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidhu Nilamani, Vaishnava Toshini, Krishna Karamata, Commentary on Vishnu Chakravarti and 10th Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita Govinda Commentary of Prabhupada Saraswati, Vigadva Madhava Commentary on Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Gopala Champu by Jiva Goswami. I still is translating. Now Sandarpa is going to come. BDG is asking, can you please tell something about the importance of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya? Why is he known as Rasika Acharya? Maharaj, his interpretation gives insight into relationship of Radha and Krishna. He harmonizes the text with the Gaudiya Siddhanta. If devotees observe, Maharaj lectures will always be on the previous Acharya's quotes. He loves to talk about Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. BDG, how long did it take for you to translate the full commentary of the Chakravarti Pada? Which section was the most challenging? Which section did you personally relish the most? Maharaj, the 10th canto commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti took about a year. That's why we all tell our devotees, please don't disturb Maharaj. Someday our devotees go to Maharaj, knock the door. Maharaj, can you please give a date for my son's birthday? Can you give a name for my newborn baby? So we tell devotees, please allow Maharaj to increase his time for translating. And the most difficult part is the prayers by the personified Vedas, Aramsu says. BDG, how as many devotees find it is a challenge to complete Srila Prabhupada's voluminous Bhagavatam purport, can you please explain how they can practically integrate the study of Chakravarti Pada's commentaries into this Svadhyaya as to increase the taste for the Bhagavatam? Maharaj, generally, Vishnu Thakur only comes to clarify meaning and grammar and to resolve any contradictions to our Siddhanta. He does not say more than necessary in most cases. This gives us a clear, concise method of obtaining the essential meaning. So Maharaj also, when he asks any question, he gives a concise reply. The 5-page questions will have one line. Once Vedanarayan Prabhu who came here, Maharaj, I am a temple president in Washington. I have 5 secretaries. You are a GBC here. I don't find any secretaries here. How are you operating from this room? The entire world when he was GBC. Well, so just I answer them to Skype or email. So just so Maharaj, one devotee said, Maharaj is like Rasgulla. He's not yet, Rohit. Whenever you squeeze a rasgulla, the juice springs out. I asked Maharaj any question he'll answer. I remember one devotee, of course, he left the moment. He was asking about some movie. Some Tamil movie. Maharaj just answering him, because it's not that Maharaj interested in movie. He wanted to bring back the devotees back to him. I was telling him, oh, that is this, this is this. This sequence was like this. The graphic was like this. Maharaj, like Vaishnava has all the information. Like Prabhupada, when he sees this book, he'll talk about philosophy, he'll talk about sociology, he'll talk about science, everything. So we are all very fortunate in Chennai. In fact, see, many other centers are envying the temple devotees in Chennai. How come Maharaj always stays here? He doesn't come to our temple. What is the secret? Many temple princes have scolded me. Fortunately, Kwanthi temple president of Maharaj is spending 3 days there. The thanks to the Vyaspur. If there was no Vyaspur, he would have come back. He rarely spends time in other temples, maybe 1 week. Mostly in Australia and Malaysia spends more time. Other times he spends in Chennai. And maybe the Chennai devotees here, they're showing so much love and affection. He's caught with the love and affection of the devotees here. He's not able to go. And Prabhupada used to leave one temple, all the devotees to cry. I used to listen to Prabhupada's disciples. Oh Prabhupada, please don't go to the temple. So we devotees in Chennai, we are so fortunate, but we should not take it as granted. I'm just quoting a small example. Maharaj is so simple, he doesn't carry a sannyasi danda. When he stands in the big crowd here, the public, they don't even know Maharaj is a sannyasi. They think we're also born in Brahmachari. Once it happened in Bangalore Ratiyatra, you're standing in one corner, one devotee was distributing books, congregation devotee, and he went to Maharaj and gave a Bhagavad Gita. Started preaching about Gita to Maharaj. Maharaj was listening. This is a Gita written by Prabhupada, wonderful pages. This is where I distributed a lot of books all over the world. What did he do? Just listening. And fortunately, yesterday, devotee saw this, he was just shivering. He was shivering. This is Maharaj. But still, this devotee was just telling all the mantras to force Maharaj to buy the Gita. Maharaj just listening. Then this devotee went to the, this is Pandu Maharaj. He's a GBC for South India. Then the devotee fell in. Then the senior devotee asked Maharaj, I'm just testing. I was finding how is he going to preach. I'm just listening how he's going to preach. If there was another devotee, he'll tell, no, I am a senior devotee, don't preach to me. This shows like Guru Mila Mata is saying, he's so humble. He always wants to respect others. We have seen a recent Vaikuntha Ekadasi. Now this New Year day, the temple was filled with people. In fact, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu was standing in that corner and telling another devotee, a day will come, every day there'll be crowd like this. And that day particularly, we were out of service, the volunteers got tired. Maharaj just came out of his room, left his translation. He was personally supervising all the, in fact, many devotees told others in other places. He was even cleaning the leftovers in the Govindas. He was just taking the cups and the plates and putting in the garbage can. So for a Vaishnavi, it's an example. After seeing Maharaj doing that, all the devotees started doing it. Devotees who won't even touch the groom. Oh, Maharaj is doing it. He's setting an example. So very fortunate. I am very fortunate that I have been serving with Maharaj past in the 85. I never seen Maharaj complain. When he takes prasadam, he never takes an extra morsel. Sometimes when I see a nice sabji, I ask, please serve me more. Now Maharaj never asks, give me one more time. Whatever is put on the plate, he takes. It's fully sufficient. So I'm praying to Maharaj that, as Prabhu said, we just begin it. We need his mercy so that we can increase our preaching, so that more devotees get the mercy of Prabhupada. And we also know this temple also is built in a very, one devotee commented, this temple came late, but it has come with latest. That means latest technology. Maharaj is very particular to use all the new Yukta Vairagya. Scientists are discovering new things. Every day he keeps seeing, when the chanting time, I don't know how many devotees you have seen, he always sees the crystal there. We want to increase the beauty of this temple more and more. So we kindly request devotees to please help Maharaj to continue his service to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada will pray. When Prabhupada and Maharaj and Acharya please, we get this mercy. So now, time is running out. We have half an hour more. The devotees can quickly come and talk some of their experience with Maharaj. Now I call Dharapati Das Prabhu, who is there with Maharaj in this temple past 25 to 26 years. He speaks few lines, will be followed by Amarendra Prabhu. Then we have Nelam Tirumal Rao, one of the devotees, right from 15 years, is waiting to get initiation from Maharaj. Every day after Mangalarti, he'll go to Maharaj, pay obeisance, Maharaj, please initiate me. Maharaj just keeps chanting. And he's sure, in hoping one day, Mara will give him a bead. So he'll be there, and Ramon Prabhu, Ajita, Shyam Balram, Guru Kripa Prabhu, Sukadi Mataji, and Sati Mataji. This is the order. Narapati Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So, His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj, he came to Chennai in 1985. Since that time, I had the opportunity to have his blessings. So my experience in the last these years, whoever just followed his instructions strictly without any speculation, they are very fortunate, they are very happy. And some of the devotees who never followed, they became very unhappy. And not only the construction, till the construction, even after the construction of this temple, for each and everything he has been guiding us. So on January 1st, so suddenly Bhanu Maharaj came to the corner there. So he made this empty land as a parking land. To make that parking land, he just removed all the rods, iron rods. Then he went to Govinda restaurant. He saw so many eat-out plates and donuts outside. He practically picked everything, half an hour he was doing. He picked all the garbages and put it in the garbage box. And he personally carried the garbage boxes. So much was overflowing and it is falling down. In spite of that, Bhanu Maharaj carried all the boxes and put it in the vehicle and he was moving. So he did lot of menial services like this. Not only his classes and books written are exalted, he has been doing this type of menial services also so many times. So such a great acharya, I repeatedly pay my obeisances. Hare Krishna.
Book on Maharaj. Like we are releasing a book today, Anugraha Mrita Vashini, Reign of Nectarian Mercy, compiled by Yashoda Kumar Das. That's the name of the book.
This book is about Bhanu Maharaj's qualities and attributes. You know, we have tried to I have 25 color pictures of Maharaj. And this talks about, it has been composed with 108 different verses. You know, it's called Ashtotra Satanamavalihi, with 24 slokas, which also has, it's called Ashtotra Satanama and Ashtotra Satanamavali. So it's in two formats, and it's in Sanskrit and it's been translated in English. Speaks about Maharaj's divine qualities and its, you know, his service to Srila Prabhupada and his dedication to Srila Prabhupada and to the movement. And I would request all the devotees to take this book, and you know, it will be available in the bookstall. So all the devotees are requested to take this book and you know, share the knowledge. And yeah, I'll.
He has written in the back page BHANU, U B for blissful, H for humble, A for adorable, N for nourishing, U for uplifting, S for sweet, W for wonderful, A for amazing, M for merciful, I for intellectual. Bhanu Swami. And the first copy will be given to His Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhu, and another copy to Mother Vandana.
Unfortunately, the temple construction is over. At least for me. I remember otherwise almost every day I'll be in his room, or he'll be going around, devotees will tell me Maharaj is up in the temple, and then I'll run up and, you know, and he'll look into all corners, point everywhere, you know, and there'll be a lot of issues, and I'll be at my wit's ends how to get those things sorted out. And then few things will get sorted out on their own, and those which will not get sorted out on their own, then he will tell how to sort them also. So it was amazing experience personally for me. And so he's master of everything, actually. When, you know, already his qualities in terms of translating books and other things has been described, deity worship and even other things, but even things related to construction and far out things, I mean, most of the things that we see here, you know, I had never even thought about them. And things were really far out, and he would tell, I saw this there, and show some photos on the internet, and I say, can you figure out how to do it? And then, you know, so it was amazing and very inspiring. And so we pray to His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj that He continues to guide us and inspire us, and so that we can also become His perfect servants. His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Guru Prabhu.
Rao Prabhuji. Next is Ramambu. When will devotees can arrange for the offering? Prabhupada is very fortunate. For many years, he is cleaning Maharaj's room, personal assistant. Whenever Maharaj goes abroad, he goes along with him in his car. He's always with Maharaj. And Maharaj speaks to him through his eyes, you know, doesn't speak openly, only glances. And Prabhupada understands this very nicely.
Om Jnana Tumarandashi Jnana Jansalaka Sakshananta Menata Samashikare Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhagala Shimte Vana Swami Namaste Namaste. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhagala Shimte Bhakti Vana Swami Namaste. Vaishnavas are the saving point for this entire human race. Because of their own compassion, they try to save the fallen souls from the niceness of material classes and try to take that them to Godhead by imparting spiritual knowledge and virtually helping them to practice that knowledge what has been imparted to them. Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Bhanu Swami, had been the inspiring force for all the devotees here in Chennai to complete this dream of Srila Prabhupada. As Srila Prabhupada has told or written in his book that a gorgeous temple has to come down in Chennai, His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj took the instruction of his guru on his head and just stayed here in Chennai right from the beginning days, that is right from 85 onwards. He never sought for any change of place or for lack of convenience or any reason. He was single-mindedly dedicated to this instruction of Srila Prabhupada to have a temple here in Chennai, and he has completed it. And most of us, on completing a project, to think that that's the end of it and we try to relax. But no, Maharaj never did that. He thought that the real work has just started then. Once the temple construction was over, he started running around to see that the temple is maintained properly, especially the cleanliness in the altar and in the temple hall. He has never told me that there is any mistake in cleaning his room or anything, but he has always pointed the flaws in maintaining the temple hall or the altar and tried to advise us that we should be always engaged in the service of Krishna. In that way, he has been very much inspiring and been a living example for all of us. I hope that we will all use this opportunity and and follow the footsteps of His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj so that we will be able to serve nicely Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
So I invite Ram Mohan Prabhu. The following devotees are there with Maharaj right from 85. That we have Ram Mohan Prabhu, Dharapati Prabhu. When he came to Chennai from Mayapur in 85, they were all there. And sometimes some temples, some devotees are there, they go to different temples. But we are very fortunate in this temple, we have devotees right from the beginning we are here. So that Prabhu is saying that when somebody is consistent, Krishna bless. So that one such devotee is Ram Mohan Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Jai Chala. Bhagavan Maharaj ki jai. Friends, devotees, I am so stone-hearted. I make you realize what the Bhagavan Maharaj is. Even though I am with him for so many years, so many qualities, so many qualifications, so many things, good things in my mind, I have to realize what he is. So I am so stone-hearted, Maharaj. But two, three instances, many instances, two, three instances that comes to my mind now is once, when this temple came down to this area, I was staying very close to this temple in a small rented house. So he had some problem with internet problem. He came to my house for sending internet from my house. So Maharaj asked me, Ramon, can you take me to your house? Okay, Maharaj, he came with me to my house. I thought Maharaj may take long time for sending the message, the internet. So I went back inside my bedroom, I just lied down, took a rest. Somehow I just slept, I didn't know I slept, just slept. And I didn't know when I finished this job. My wife told me afterwards, Maharaj opened the door and said, I'm lying down. He called, Ram Mohan. I didn't know he's calling. My wife called, Kai, he's Maharaj calling. Then Maharaj said, no, don't bother him. He came himself out and gone. So humble he is, he don't want any servant to serve him at all. One more instance in Mayapur, when he became GBC, about 7:40, he was staying in Vamsi Bhavan at that time. There's one seminar in somewhere near the Goshala, a long distance to walk around at night time. So he was walking with a file. I told Maharaj, can I bring the file for you? No, I know this place, I can go myself. And I came back. So humble, he never wanted to any servant. When we see many, even presidents of have 2-3 servants, secretaries. This is our great Srila Bhagavan Maharaj. Never wanted to any servant do everything by himself. Bhagavan Maharaj, please let me follow your footsteps. Kindly take me also to Krishna, to go back to God. Thank you, Maharaj, for giving us those suggestions. Thank you.
Ajita Gopalapu. These are the devotees, when the temple construction was happening, Maharaj always called them and just pushed them. And because of Maharaj pushing, the last 1 year, the temple was coming up after 2008, it became stagnant. In the beginning of 2011, things became very fast. It's because of Maharaj pushing the devotees, we had to do it. And one such devotee is by Ajita, and you can see all the marble here. He was supervising marble persons from Jaipur. And Maharaj used to tell daily, this should be the design, it should be square here, and that should go like this. And he'll share his experiences.
Hare Krishna. Just follow the instructions of the pure devotee, and everything will be goes on very smoothly. And we are very fortunate that in each and every step we got the instructions of Bhagavan Maharaj. Just I want to narrate one very small incident of Janmashtami. I was looking after this crowd management. And at that time of Abhishek, before Abhishek, Maharaj told, okay, 10 o'clock, just stop the crowd movement and we will do the Abhishek and everything will be settled down. So after the Abhishek, Maharaj came to me. I told Maharaj, your lecture is there. Maharaj told, no lectures, now start the movement of the crowd. So I have started the movement of the crowd. Then all the senior devotees came to me that why you have started the crowd. Everything was very nice and settled down. But the instructions of Maharaj was that, okay, just movement, you just flow in. Start the darshan of the deities. So then after that I realized that if I had not opened that crowd movement at that time, that situation would be very, very worst. So but Maharaj, being a pure devotee of the Lord, he has seen that and he has started the movement of the crowd and everything goes on nicely in the Janmashtami. Yes, Bhanu Maharaj ki jai.
Though Maharaj sits in his room always, he gets complete information through his Dharma what's going on in the temple. I've seen that many times. Something goes little off, we see Maharaj here. That's it. He has a, maybe that when Sanjay was telling the Dhritarashtra, he was downloading broadband from Kurukshetra, Maharaj comes, come on, he knows what's happening in the temple. And he comes many times, you observe. And he said, always helping us in when things crisis. Now, Kanakabja Prabhu will speak if you line. He is also a very senior devotee, John, in 88. Oh, that, no time. Next is Sukhati Mataji, and followed by Sati Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpatar Vash Chakrapashandhu Vachapati Tanam Pavane Pavishnavai Bhunamanama. So, we are very happy to be assembled here on the day of appearance of His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj. I would like to share with you his personality is one of the very important quality which attracted me so much, especially when he was booking my ticket, Dubai ticket. I was sitting with him nearly half an hour for getting one ticket. He was trying to save Krishna's money. He said, no, if you go directly, it will be expensive. You go to Bombay, then go to Dubai, then it will be cheaper. No, let me check another point. So he was hiding from here to Guwahati, from Guwahati to Delhi, Delhi to Dubai, and it's more cheaper. I said, better you go in this way. He's doing almost like 5,000-6,000 is saved by one ticket. You can imagine how concerned he is to save Krishna's money. And his purity, you all know, because of his purity, the temple has come up so beautifully, and whole world is glorifying this deity and the temple. Hare Krishna. Bhanu Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Shyam Balram Prabhu. So very fortunate, Maharaj doesn't like to listen to his glorification, but somehow by Krishna's mercy, the cooking is delayed now. So maybe now I would like to listen to more glorification. So any devotee want to glorify Maharaj, welcome. Murli Prabhu. I'm sure that if Maharaj would have been here, he would have given a lecture on Guru Tattva and then it is it now Aarti. So no, many devotees would not have got an opportunity. Many times it happened. Today we are fortunate enough, so devotees can talk about Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Allah Krishna Padaya Krishna Prasthava Vedishtha Mithya Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj ki jai. So I got inspired after attending Bhanuswami Maharaj Bhagavatam classes, but I have so fallen now that I am unable to attend regularly the Bhagavatam classes because of my material attachments. So I pray His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj to give me enough strength to attend the Bhagavatam classes and do devotional service without any ego. Because Bhanu Swami Maharaj is so inspiring to everybody. As the devotees told earlier that on the day of the New Year day, Bhanu Swami Maharaj was nearly coming out of his room and he was here in the temple premises and downwards, parking area, Govinda's area, nearly more than 2-3 hours he was outside only, he was not in his room. And he literally picked the garbages and put it in the small bins and he just transferred that into the big drums and he started moving the trolley. And suddenly, then only everybody realized that so much of garbage is there and we should do it. I think he is the inspiration that it is not that only one day we should do, we should continuously do that and keep that area clean. So that Banaswami Maharaj is happy that because it gives very good impression about the temple when we keep it clean. That is the main motto of Banaswami Maharaj, so that the people are inspired and they are, they will be happy to have darshan of the Lord. Thank you very much, Banu Maharaj. His Holiness Banu Maharaj ki jai.
Yeah, this we have seen just after the inauguration. Before Maharaj offered darshanarthi, Maharaj will be not in the temple. Then I'll see Maharaj sitting on the knees and taking a cloth and scrubbing the marble. This cloth, you should take a polishing. And I've seen personally, every Monday Maharaj does the Mangalarthi, every Monday. Before he comes to Tulsi Puja, he would have cleaned the Mangalarthi plates very fast. So the Puja assistant, when he comes there, he said, oh, it's clean already. So the Monday morning Puja assistants are very lucky because they are a little less dozen. The Maharaj cleans it off. Other devotees, okay, he's an assistant, he can clean. Maharaj finishes up his, finishes the circle. When the puja, he does the puja, cleaning, everything goes together. So that's one of the quality of Maharaj. He never thinks that he's a big devotee. He wants the service to be done immediately. He doesn't care for who does it or not. He just finishes off. That's a big inspiration, and all devotees can take that into their lives. Not only in that area, in every area. So now we have Sumadhu Shyam. Oh, we have Krishna Chandra Prabhu. We deserve Bhakti Vijayananda Maharaj. And Bhakti Vijayananda Maharaj, he always, he has an eye on Maharaj, Chennai. He likes to always be under Maharaj Maharaj. And even now, maybe before he left, he said, I'm going to come back and after Gopandima. I want to listen to Maharaj lecture.
Hare Krishna. Panchakalpadharu Shrikri Bhasandhu Premja Paitana Bhavana Krishna Ekpanamaha. Hare Krishna, we are so fortunate that we are assembled here to glorify Banaswami Maharaj Vyasa Prajapati. So, dictionary on the perfect in the world. And the Vartigan Yatana Patina, I will be going away on the Yelpit and on the Banaswami Maharaj in Kotila. See, more vision will be our Kala, Mangala Tatamangal Dunde, our book translation Dunde. And Yipopatal Banaswami Maharaj in Katatan Patina, Remina Tutu Rami Arbatiria. Yipopatal book which is our translation to Pare, our males around the devotees can now under explanation put together. In the matter of over vision of Umbrama perfect air Pare, அதேமாதிரி பங்குவாலிட்டி வந்து ரொம்ப 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 மெயினாக பார்த்துட்ருப்பாரு. அதெல்லாம் அவருக்கு நம்ம பார்த்து பார்த்து கற்றுக்கிட்டாலும் கற்றுக்க முடியல. அதுதான் நம்ம வைக்கப்பட வேண்டிய ஒரு விஷயம் இருக்குது. ஒரு சமயம் வந்து பக்கெட் ரோடில் வந்து ஒவ்வொரு டிவோட்டிக்கும் வந்து அலாட்மெண்ட் பண்ணிடுவாங்க. காலையில் வந்து டெம்பிள் கிளீனிங் சர்வீசஸ், பிரசாதம் பிரசாதம் பிளேட்ஸ் எல்லாம் க்ளீன் பண்ணணும் சர்வீஸ் அலாட் பண்ணிடுவாங்க. ஒரு டைம் வந்து மங்களவாரத்தில் வந்து 3:30 வந்து டெம்பிள் எல்லாம் பெருக்கணும், பெருக்கி க்ளீன் பண்ணி அதுக்கப்புறம் வந்து மங்களவாரத்து பகவான்களை ரெடி பண்ணணும். அந்த டைமில் எந்த டிஓட்டி வந்து அலாட் பண்ணியிருக்காங்களோ அந்த டிஓட்டி வந்து அன்றைக்கி வந்து ஆப்சண்ட்டாக அவர் வாங்க முடியல. ஸோ அந்த டைத்தில் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா அந்த டெம்பிள் ஹோல் டெம்பிள் வந்து பனிஷா வராது க்ளீன் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காரு. க்ளீன் பண்ணிட்டு வாஷ் பண்ணிட்டு அதுக்கப்புறம் வந்து அந்த டிஓட்டி கொஞ்சம் லேட்டாக வந்துட்டாரு. லேட்டாக வந்துட்டு மகாராஜ் மகாராஜ் மன்னிச்சுக்கோங்கன்னு தெரியாமல் இதெல்லாம் மிஸ் பண்ணிட்டேன். இல்லை திறந்து இருக்கு யாரோ ஒருத்தர் பகவான் சார் சொன்னால் அவ்வளோதானே அப்படின்னு சொல்லி அவ்வளோ ஒரு ஹம்பிள்னஸாக டீல் பண்ணுறது பார்த்தா இன்றைக்கி வரைக்கும் நம்ம நடிக்கிட்டு சொல்கிறது உண்டு. பானுசாமி மகாராஜ் வாழும் காலங்களில் நம்ம வாழ்ந்துட்டு இருக்கோம், நமக்கு எல்லாருக்குமே ஒரு பெருமையான விஷயம். ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. தேங்க் யூ வெரி மச்.
மகாராஜ் வாஸ் இன்சார்ஜ் ஆஃப் தமிழ் பிபிடி. ஆல் தி தமிழ் புக்ஸ் வாட் யூ சீன், தோ ஹி கான்ட் ஸ்பீக் தமிழ், ஹி கேன் ரெகனைஸ் தமிழ் வேர்ட்ஸ். சம்டைம் டிவோட்ஸ் ஆர் ஒன் ஃபாரின் டிவோடி ஆஸ் மகாராஜ், ஓ யூ டோன்ட் நோ தமிழ், ஹவ் கேன் யூ நோ. ஸோ ஆல் தி தமிழ் பாகவதம் அண்ட் நவ் சைத்தன்ய சரித்ரம் இஸ் கெட்டிங் ரெடி நவ். It's all because of Bhagavad Maharaj's inspiration. All the books. When we came, there were only two books. Bhagavad Gita and Raja Vidya, even Arasam. An easy journey to other planets. Now we have almost all books. And devotees have now started working on translating Bhagavad Maharaj's books in Tamil. Many devotees are telling, oh, beyond like Madurai and in the interior of Tamil Nadu, they want to have Bhagavad Maharaj's books in Tamil. The works are going on. Maybe next few years, we'll be bringing out Maharaj's books in Tamil. And we have one nice devotee in Chennai. Whenever Maharaj gives lecture, she takes as it is the notes and she records. just compile beautiful books, two volumes have come, and that books have been very inspiring. One was Higher Philosophy. So we have with us Satyamani Mataji. She can share some of his experiences. Subhanga Prabhu, sir. Subhanga Prabhu once told me, I am staying in Ananagar, I won't listen to Banuman lecture. Somehow with a great difficulty, I'll say that I'll get a land near the temple. And then Krishna satisfied them. Other devotees envying them. Right, next. Usually devotees staying in the neighborhood, they will not come to temple. They have seen many temples. I can open the window, I can just listen to the lectures and kirtan. But we are such a nice example. Even though the house is nearby, they come with all the programs, Mangalarti, Dashanarti, classes. It's a big inspiration.
ओम अज्ञानतिमेन अंदस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाक्य सक्षुभ्नतमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। माने महाराज की जय। महाराज इज सो सच अ लविंग स्पिरिचुअल फादर फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस। ही इज ऑल्सो माय स्पिरिचुअल मदर, केयरिंग मी एंड टीचिंग मी इन ऑल सर्कमस्टांसेस। महाराज इज सो वंडरफुल। ही इज राइटिंग फॉर मोर देन 10 आवर्स ए डे। So how much he would like us to read those books and relish it. So I feel that we all have to serve him by relishing his books. Spend at least 1 hour, 2 hours in reading his books. That will be very much pleasing for him when he is spending so much time to write these books. We'll all serve him not only here, eternally we will all serve for Maharaj. So that's my humble request from all of you, that let me serve him throughout my life and eternally also.
Sugita Mataji, and Nirmal Babu, you want to speak?
ओम अज्ञान तिम्रांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। हे सोलनस भानुस्वामी महाराज की जय। सो एज व्हाइल आई वाज डूइंग माय भक्ति शास्त्री, दैट इज इन 2006, आई मेट हे सोलनस महानदि महाराज। एंड महानदि महाराज आज मी लाइक ही वाज टॉकिंग टू मी, एंड ड्यूरिंग अवर कोर्स ऑफ डिस्कशन ही आस्क्ड मी, व्हाट आर यू डूइंग हियर, वेयर आर यू फ्रॉम। आई सेड फ्रॉम चेन्नई। ओ फ्रॉम द प्लेस ऑफ भानु महाराज। And what are you doing here? I said, I'm doing Bhakti Shastri. Why you have to come all the way from Chennai to Vrindavan to do a Bhakti Shastri? You have a living Bhakti Shastri whose each class is a Bhakti Vaibhav class. So you, it's waste for you to come here and do Bhakti Shastri. And then Maharaj was also telling, like, he knows Reiki, he knows Veena, he knows pranic healing, all the things he knows. I mean, he is such a Rasik Bhakta. That is first time I heard that word used for Banu Maharaj, that he is such a Rasik Bhakta. And then he asked, which deities do you worship there in Chennai? So we said, we have Rukmini Krishna Satya Bhama. Oh, Banu Maharaj is such a Rasik Bhakta and he is worshipping Rukmini Krishna Satya Bhama. So like, Maharaj was talking from a different platform altogether, which was very nice and very, very... I felt so inspired that after coming back from my Bhakti Shastri, I became so attracted to Banu Maharaj's Bhagavatam classes. Before that, I mean, yes, I would come. But after that, when I heard Banu Maharaj's glories from Mahanadi Maharaj, I became even more attracted to Maharaj. Banu Maharaj, the thing what I like very much about Banu Maharaj is he is like a family to me. Like we heard the glorifications of Banu Maharaj. He has so many wonderful qualities, and he is a perfect gentleman, and he is a good scholar. I feel very much at home when I am in company of Banu Maharaj. And whenever I have a doubt, whenever I have a problem, he is just one knock away or one email away. I write a mail, and within an hour or two, Maharaj replies back. So it's so nice to be with Banu Maharaj. And then Maharaj is, one very unique thing is that he is such a practical person. He is very inspiring and simultaneously very practically he tells us how to do it. So like for example, during this year, after inauguration, we saw how Banu Maharaj took up the charge of cleanliness of the temple hall. And initial 1 or 2 months during the Guru Puja time, you would see Maharaj going around in this temple hall and finding out little bit scratches here and there and clean, immediately cleaning, cleaning, cleaning. So we all devotees, we imbibe the mood of cleaning. But later on during Janmashtami, 2 days before Janmashtami, Maharaj called me and Prabhu, and he was talking that get some toys for Krishna because a new baby is taking birth, so we have to arrange for some toys. So we said, Maharaj, can we get teddy bears and soft toys? So Maharaj said, no, 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 we don't want a jungle atmosphere here. We want to give Krishna toys, and you get those small wooden toys, like in villages when a baby is born, we give wooden toys to Krishna. So then throughout the day we were searching for wooden toys because it's not available easily in Chennai. So then we could find those wooden toys and the rocking horse, and Maharaj was very pleased. Later on, Ras Purnima came. And Maharaj called Prabhu and he said, now we need some demigods and some clouds. There should be demigods and clouds. I mean, why I'm telling is, whatever we see, like Janmashtami decoration, so many devotees, so many visitors appreciated. A Ras Purnima, it was very, very wonderful decoration. But then the mastermind is Maharaj. We are just the instrument. So Maharaj told that you get some demigods, you get some clouds, and then he gave the idea as how you can do that. And Kamalakshi, Dharapati Prabhu's daughter, she beautifully, she made those demigods and the clouds. And we could actually serve Maharaj that way. One more thing, after inauguration, Maharaj is also very, very supportive and encouraging in one particular area. Like, I never thought that I'll venture into that area, but Maharaj has been pushing me and inspiring me to take forward this food court service what he has given me. And all that, every week, whenever Maharaj meets me, he'll give me one or two new recipes. Like last Sunday, he was telling me, why don't you try Subway sandwiches? So I said, Maharaj, Subway sandwich. And then he explained the entire recipe, and then he said that you can sell for 100 bucks. So Maharaj, 100 bucks is too expensive. No, no, in planes they sell for 200 bucks. You can sell it for 100 bucks, yeah. And then few mocktails also, so I don't know when I'll be able to do all those things, but Maharaj is so supportive and so encouraging. So I really find, I really feel that that shelter is there, Maharaj is there, and my prayers to Maharaj and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis today is that please bless me so that I can become a true representative of His Holiness Bhanu Swami Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We have some gifts for the devotees who have been rendering some regular personal service to Bhanu Maharaj from Middle East Guru Kripa Prabhu. Satyama Devi Mataji. Take the book. Gift. Santa Sundari Mataji. Deviki Mataji. Nirmal Prabhu. And Ramanathan. He is not around here. Krishna Chandra Prabhu can receive the gift on behalf of Ramanathan Kuru. Dr. Jagadish, he has not come. We'll get.
We still got information from the kitchen. It'll take 10 more minutes. So we can have 10 more minutes of Guru Krishna. Karma Karam Prabhu, let's share. Once I was in Mayapur, the GBC of Northern America, Hari Vilas Prabhu. When I told him I'm from Chennai, he just helped me. He said, Bhanu Maharaj has given us ready-made devotees in America. What? Because Bhanu used to give classes in IIT long back, the initial period. So most of those boys are migrated to the US. They're being serviced in different US temples. So Hari Vilas Prabhu, when they found these devotees from Chennai, they knew how to cook, how to cut sabji, how to clean temple, lady worship. So they told the GBC, we are all trained by Bhanu Maharaj in IIT class. So he helped me. We are very thankful to convey a message to Bhanu Maharaj that he has given us ready-made devotees. So those devotees who were served here, Maharaj was even going there. Srimad Shyam was also near us for some few years, and he also can share his experience.
Hare Krishna. Vansha Kalpatru Pashya Kriva Shundu Paya Vachya Paditanam Pavana Paya Vaishnavi Paya Namunava. All the Prabhupada disciples carries the all Prabhupada qualities. Prabhupada has like millions of qualities. Each Prabhupada disciples like carry
many qualities. So for Bhanu Maharaj, he has many qualities, probably like I'm insignificant, just I want to take like two or three qualifications. First thing is like he is very simple in the sense he visited the Chicago temple in 2007. So I mailed him saying that all the devotees, they're eagerly waiting for you, meaning like they're waiting for Bhanu Maharaj. Myself and then Rajagopal Prabhu, then many of you know, we were doing service in Burkitt Road temple. So he also moved to Atlanta. So we were trying to distribute Bhanu Swami Maharaj book. Because he has written, and then the quality of Bhanu Maharaj, like many of the devotees not aware. Meaning many of them, they know, but like not personally, they are not aware. So we organized some program for Maharaj. I sent a mail to Maharaj saying that is it possible for you to come down to Chicago? Then he said, okay, well, probably I'll be coming to a GBC meeting in New Vrindavan. I'll try to come down. He asked me and Rajagopal to come to New Vrindavan. And then second day he sent out mail saying that like I'll be coming down to Chicago for 2 days. So I think Sundar Prabhu mentioned that like he is very simple. So he don't think that he is a big devotee. So he was very simple. He immediately replied saying that yes, I will be coming to the place. Please organize the program. So we conducted two programs, total 3, two in Bhakti Vrikshas and one temple. The one place we conducted a program where the Prabhupada disciple Kalki Prabhu, you know, the Mataji, Kalki Prabhu's wife only, he did the painting for our Panchatattva deities in Mayapur. So we organized a program. At the end of the program, so Prabhu was asking, like, where are you going, Maharaj? After the program, where are you going? I don't know. He's taking somewhere, I'm going. So he's so simple, and I felt that, like, he's very child. So he don't think that I'm like they're so big and all. So that quality, at least on the very auspicious day, I humbly request all the Vaishnavas and Bhanu Maharaj to, at least we have to cultivate that, the quality. So when we read the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavadam, at the end, we'll take the application point, like what we are going to do by understanding the particular verse, like what are we taking, our take home notes. So I think this is one of the quality Maharaj has. At least I have to cultivate that, you know, the simple living and high thinking, whatever, you know, just we are talking. Probably like I'm begging Bhanu Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas to cultivate that, and then, you know, to do more service on that. Then second thing is the cleanliness. When we talk about cleanliness in Burkitt Road, so I think when you come out of from the Bhanu Maharaj room, in the right hand side where we keep all the water pot will be there, the water can will be there. So we didn't, like every day we are, like, you know, we are also from after the Bhavadam class we are coming down, we didn't notice that like there are dust in the wall, but Bhanu Maharaj noticed, and then he was cleaning the wall in the water pot. So he is very particular about cleanliness, because wherever Krishna is, like we have to maintain the proper the cleanliness. So I think he's example for that. So I think we have to cultivate that the qualities. At least like we cannot imitate Maharaj. At least we'll try to cultivate that, and then we'll do more service to all the Vaishnavas and Bhanu Maharaj and our temple. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Any other devotees in Tamil? So today we release this book on the qualities of Bhanu Maharaj. The book is priced 150, but today because of Bhanu Maharaj's Vyas Puja, it is discounted for 100 rupees. It has wonderful pictures and lot of nice qualities of Bhanu Maharaj. After the Guru Puja, you can take it from the table. Also, those devotees who would like to give some offering to Maharaj, you can just give offering to Rapa Bhu. correct? After Guru Puja, you can just give a name, an offering, so when Maharaj comes back, we give it. And some devotees would like to give an offering to the email. His email ID is Ganas Rao Prabhu, and directly Vish Maharaj. And if you're fortunate, you'll get a reply. There was a nice devotee called Devarshi Prabhu. You know, we all know that he's a very nice devotee in Mayapur, a famous astrologer. Maharaj is also a very good astrologer. Today was the day he passed away last year in Mayapur. So we'd like to remember him also and pray that we also. He's a very simple devotee like Bala Maharaj. He never told about his illness to others for many years. He didn't want to create problems for us. So that's great Vaishnava passed away today. And today also Devananda Pandit's Nisipuram's day. So we are sitting and today is Ekadasi. We recently had Vaikuntha Ekadasi. I wrote a mail. Maharaj, how to celebrate Vaikuntha Ekadasi? Because we are now Goloka Bhava. Vaikuntha Bhava is only for Sri Vishnu. He said, no problem. In northern side, you make a gate and call it Goloka Dwara. People can come and see Goloka Krishna. So we can get these people to Goloka. So he was just telling, he was not saying, don't do it. All the devotees in Chennai were very much attached to the deities of Krishna Satyabhama Rukmini. Some devotees said, we can send these deities to Manipur. The Manipur like to Dwarka. Some devotees said, we can send them to some new temple. And we didn't want to leave these deities. They asked Mara what to do. I said, Gaumitha you can send to Perambur. Small Jagannath, I was very attached to the small Jagannath because they were the one who came before Krishna Satyabhama Rukmini. They were installed here. They were travelling in Bullakkad in Mayapur, village to village. They were very special deities. And many devotees didn't want to part of this. So somehow we convinced Maharaj. I said, okay, what about the deities? The Rasa Bhavas, Radha Krishna Vita Vishaka. The Maharaj said, okay, top their Goloka Bhava. Below Dwaraka. No problem, we can tell people it's Dwaraka and there is Goloka. Later, one month they said no, they said a mail. We can reinstall them. Rukmini takes the mode of Chandravali, Satyabhama takes the mode of Radha. But still, there is one concern. They are right wing and left wing gopis. They always fight in Goloka. Avita Vishaka, Chandravali, one group. Then, anyhow, they will be in the side. So at the installation time, when a GBC Guru Maharaj, Jayapati Maharaj was asking, Maharaj, what should be the name of these deities? Maharaj said, he looked at me, Radha Radha Krishna. Usually in ISKCON, we keep Radha Govinda, Radha Madhava, Radha Khan. Then what about the Utsava deities? Well, okay. Radha Krishna Chandravali. So the puja is immediately touched the Nyasas and they install them as Radha Krishna Chandravali. So Maharaj so. And initially when the temple came, Mara wanted Radha Krishna and gopis, that's it, only one altar. He said, we don't have sufficient devotees, we don't have sufficient pujaris, one deity is enough. So that temple was supposed to be in ground floor, left side puja center, right side kitchen. That was the original arrangement. Later, when he saw devotees' enthusiasm developing, he gave, okay, Indian ground again. What about Jagannath? Okay, Jagannath. And devotees, what about Narasimha Maharaj? In Mayapur, they have Narasimha. In South India, people love Narasimha. Maharaj said, no. First, you take care of the deities properly, then we'll see. So, it may take those who work hard. Even now, Maharaj is very particular in the puja department. We have to pull out many senior devotees from different departments and put them in puja department. And we have with us Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhu. If devotees are free, I don't know how many are happening in the office, Prabhu is ready to give a seminar on deity worship. Very nice to hear from a devotee who's been serving the deities for many, many years. I request all the pujaris to take the advantage of Prabhu. I'm working on the timing. If devotees are free after prasadam, the pujaris are free, we can have an half-hour seminar. He can talk about the deity mood, how deity reciprocates, how we address them, how to do arati. And Maharaj also, he's one of the ministry. With Maharaj, we had asked. If you don't ask, Maharaj will not tell. That's the beauty. So cow will not give milk itself. A cowherd boy should milk the cow very nicely, milk will come. Similarly, Maharaj is full of qualities, full of knowledge. We have to go to his room. Sometimes people are afraid to go to his room. So we see Maharaj coming out. I never seen a senior management or person a senior level to come to the office room and tell, I want this to be printed. I want my email to work. Many times we observe Maharaj, right, walking from his room to the accounts room, please deposit this money in the bank. Please see that my internet connection is there. You see, please print this ticket. So now what we have done, we have given a printer to Maharaj as an offering. Now devotees are scolding, why did you keep printing to Maharaj? We lost association. Maharaj is not coming out. So likewise, we have different dealings, but still, Maharaj comes and gives classes. Please devotees, please take advantage. Please come to his classes and see that you tell others about the beauty of his classes. His classes are wonderful. Contains full reach. It contains the highest, topmost level. It may take little time for it. For me, it took 4-5 years to understand Maharaj English when I was 1985. Now we got used to it. So likewise, we have with us Maharaj, and Jayapathak Maharaj is so confident. When I asked Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, you are a GBC, why don't you come often? Banu Maharaj is there, the co-GBC, he'll take care of everything. He has so much conviction and so much faith in Maharaj, and that reason you've seen the beautiful. As Rao Prabhu was saying, this is not beginning. Maharaj is something more. He wants to have a crystal temple. We don't know when that is going to manifest. This is still flow. Maharaj has put every aspect of the crystal temple in a miniature scale here. I don't know how many were there when Radhanath Maharaj, Bhaktichara Maharaj came after the GPC meeting from Tirupati. They were so happy taking the mic and explaining each and every part of this temple. This is a crystal. This is the Brahmasthan. This is the directions. And he was explaining, this is the chakras. And we had to take this mold. I request all the devotees in this temple, on Saturdays and Sundays, people are coming in hundreds and thousands. Each one can take the mood of Maharaj and start talking to people. Maharaj likes to invite visitors, hospitality. Whenever any proper disciples come, he'll tell me, please give them good shelter, give a good room to them. So we have to imbibe that quality. I want all the devotees sitting here on rush days, please talk to the people coming, explain about the temple, the deities, not that, oh, I have to finish my rounds. So Vidya can also be inspired. And this is one Radhanath Maharaj is saying, temples are built, when people come, they are the special invitees of Krishna. Krishna has invited them specially. So we as host, we receive them with nice chandan, at least folded arms, bring them, tell about the deities. Many in South India, they don't know Jagannath. They don't know who is raising, the one person asked me, who is the person raising his hands? Will his name hand pain? So we have to tell, oh, he's showing examples that you should also raise your hands. And plenty of opportunity to preach. What is this chakra? What is this crystals? Why there are holes here? People ask, why so many holes in the temple? Air is coming. So we had to learn. Maharaj has made a beautiful concept. You please read that concept of the temple, memorize it, and try to repeat it. Wonderful. So, offerings ready? Yeah. Are we any other devotees? Rohit Prabhu is here. He is there in this temple from past 85. His personal service to Maharaj, Maharaj, whenever he wants to shave his head, he will call Rohit Prabhu. Whenever Maharaj has body pain, he'll just wink his eyes to Rohit Prabhu. Rohit will understand, okay, I have to go to massage Maharaj. And we have Srinivas Mithai, another speaker, and we have Tani Radha, the three speakers will speak, and later we'll offer Bhog to Maharaj, and we'll have Guru Bhuj, then we'll all relish Prashad. Srinivas Mithai Prabhu? Rohit Prabhu next. Okay, Rohit Prabhu, seniority. I always say, sir, joke on seniority. See near. You have to see senior devotees very near. So, Bonamara is always seeing us near. S-E-E-N-E-A-R. See near senior devotees. That means take association of senior devotees. Not far away. Go near. Upanishad means coming closer.
Hare Krishna. Time is very short. I speak only a few words. So, when I went the last time with Maharaj, Maharaj asked, Maharaj, your birthday is coming, or you'll be here? No, no, I'm not here, I'm going out. Why, Maharaj, where are you going? I don't know. He said like, Then finally, I said, Maharaj, sometimes devotees are fighting, you come in, what's happening, what's your opinion? What I can do, everybody want to position the power, that's fighting, that disturbing my mind. Hard enough. Our three again, he said, okay, you are not disturbing my mind, you come with me. I will put no point, eh? Ice cream, I put it. Ice cream, I put it. Okay, you, what do you like? I don't know, Maharaj, what do you like? Okay, you eat jackfruit. அப்படின் ஜாக்ஃப்ரூட் வாங்கி கொடுத்தாரு. அவர் வந்து என்னது கிரேப் கிரேப் வாங்கி சாப்பிட்டார். எல்லாம் முடிச்சுட்டு சொன்னார், ஓகே சி யூ லேட்டர் அப்படின்னு ப்ளஸ் பண்ண. என்ன தெரியுது என்னன்னா, பானுசுவாமி மகாராஜ் ரொம்ப பொறுமையாக இருக்கிறார். அந்த பொறுமையான தெய்வத்தை நம்மளால் புரிஞ்சிக்க முடியல, அதனால தான் நம்மள்ட்ட இருந்து ஓடி போடுறாரு. எல்லா ஸ்டேட்லேயும் அவர் பார்த்து புரிஞ்சுக்கிறாங்க, ஆனால் நம்மளால் அவர் புரிஞ்சிக்க முடியல. அதனால தான் நாம் வந்து அவர் எந்த மாதிரி பொறுமையாக இருக்கிறார், கடல் மாதிரி அமைதியாக இருக்கிறார், பூமி மாதிரி பொறுமையாக இருக்கிறார், மரத்து மாதிரி கருணையாக இருக்கிறார். ஓகே, ஒரு பாம்பு, ஒரு டேக் ஒன் ஸ்னேக், தட் ஸ்னேக் இந்த மலை பாம்பு, தட் இஸ் நாட் ரன்னிங் ஃபார் ஃபுட், தட்ஸ் சாண்டிங் கோவிந்தா கோவிந்தா கோவிந்தா, வெட் சாண்டிங் கோவிந்தா. Sometimes Krishna is sending some food for that snake. Like that, we don't have present. We are not practicing bhakti. That's why this kind of tension. Actually, if you follow Bhavana Maharaj, you will get unlimited bhakti. You go into spiritual life, going to back to Godhead, unlimited testing is there. That testing, if you want to pass, we need tolerance. That tolerance is like earth, you know. In the earth, many people, how much they are doing disturbed for earth. He did like this, tolerance. You can see Bhavana Maharaj, the tolerance, best devotee, best Vaishnava, best guru. So if you follow Bhavana Maharaj, you will get many things. And the only thing, many people are going disturbing, disturbing. Bhavana said, I'm breaking my head, what I can do? Yes. So he is giving full responsibility to Smita Prabhu. I give to everything. Why they are not, why they are disturbing my mind? Like this, Bhavana Maharaj worried. So you are... what you are going to learn, so yad yad achara shrestha tat tat yavta janaha. So you follow Bhanu Maharaj, everything will get, everything will get. What do you want in this earth? In this earth we want only service. If you have service mood, no more fighting, no more tension, no more nothing. If you don't have service mood, you will get all parliament mentality. Yes, Swami? So that's it. You follow Maharaj, authorities, everything good. And if you not follow, difficult for our spiritual life only. Yes? So that's the Bhanu Maharaj said, everybody eating my head, everybody is breaking my head. You are not breaking my head, you come with me. Like this, he took me, he gave ice cream. Okay. Every year I have to shave. Few days I didn't shave for him. And he said, why didn't shave my head? Maharaj, already somebody shaved your head. Next time I'll shave you. So like that, you share with Maharaj. So, by Guru Bhanu Maharaj mercy, by all your Vaishnavas mercy, I little share is mercy. Thank you, Sumitra Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Srinivas Prabhu, I am sharing my focus at his devotees. If you shave, I'll save you. So, Bhanu Maharaj is saving Rohit Prabhu, rather than shave his head.
So this Vyasa Puja is an occasion for our own purification and also to develop good qualities. So when we say we take to devotional service, the two benefits are Klesha, Agni and Subhada. So this Vyasa Puja is also an opportunity to remember the pure devotee, and this way we come free from our shortcomings and improve in our devotional service. And the greatest contribution of His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj is his books. The essence of our Krishna conscious philosophy is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. That is possible only we have something to remember. So that is what is elaborated in Srila Bhanuswami Maharaj books. I have personally bought all the books, and I request all the devotees to also get books for themselves and read this, be in touch with Krishna all the time. And third thing I would like to say is this following Srila Prabhupada DVD series has been brought out. In that, I was going through one stage where in 1970s, where one devotee is explaining his experiences at the Calcutta temple. So then he pinpointedly says that Prabhupada personally appreciated His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj. At that stage in ISKCON Calcutta, most of the devotees were finding it very difficult, very austere. They were not able to practice the Krishna consciousness properly. But they observed that His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj is the one who is very fixed up, not complaining and doing His service perfectly. Then when they told this to Prabhupada, Prabhupada commented that because he is an Aishtika Brahmachari, he is undisturbed. So that very great personality we have among us, who can remain undisturbed under all circumstances and continue in devotional service. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
We go to Tavani Radha to speak a few words. So offerings are going to be for 5 more minutes. So once again I repeat, today this Anugraha Amrita Varshini, which is about 150 rupees. Today we are giving at a discount price of 100 rupees. Please take one from the book table. It has beautiful pictures representing Maharaj's modes in different ways.
டோக்கியோலயும் நிறைய டேட்டி வர்ஷிப் பண்ணி அப்பவே பிரபுபா கிட்ட வந்து அதுக்கு பாராட்டு வாங்கியிருக்கார். தட் ஹி நோஸ் வெரி வெல் அண்ட் ஹீ டஸ் எவ்ரி திங் வெரி நைஸ்லின்னு. ஸோ வி ஆர் வெரி ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் டு ஹாவ் ஹிம் ஹியர் அண்ட் டைரக்ட் அஸ் ஆன் எவ்ரி ஆஸ்பெக்ட் ஆஃப் அவர் டேட்டி வர்ஷிப் ஹியர். So many doubts we ask him and immediately he clears it. And he gave such nice ideas also. Varasa Parnami Aniki, he gave us the idea to put the moon, to put the demigods. So all this personally he gave us so many ideas. And Vaikuntha Ekadashi, he was suggesting that why we don't have actually a northern entrance, Vaikuntha Dwaram we don't have. So let people enter Goloka. So he said, you make, put lots of kalpa vrikshas, put lots of cows, so people can enter Goloka. And then he explained how Krishna should be dressed very opulently with lots of white rhinestones. Just like Ranganatha, he wears lots of diamonds and pearls, that they white pearls. So he explained that generally we think Goloka means Krishna is very simple like a cowherd boy. But he said there is also an opulent Goloka. So that day we will plan like this. And this way he is giving many ideas and we are all having a wonderful time serving the deity under his direction. Generally we don't want to commit any offense to the deity. We are always very nervous not to do the wrong thing. So here under Bhanumaraj's direction it's very easy for us to do everything very nicely. And we can check up with him whether our dressing, everything is going on in the right way. So I'm very grateful to him for guiding us step by step. He's always telling us what to do. Very grateful to him for this. And Vyas Puja is a day we request for forgiveness of offenses. So knowingly, unknowingly, I have definitely committed many offenses because I'm a very fallen soul. So I request Bhanu Maharaj today and all the Vaishnavas today to please forgive the offenses I've done at the lotus feet of Bhanu Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, the offering is coming now. So we'll have some nice kirtan glorifying Guru Tattva next for 5 minutes so that the devotees can arrange for the offering. Oh, we have Jairam Prabhu, who has done a lot of personal service to Maharaj. Maharaj always serves one person in the temple. That's very Jairam. Well, Jairam used to help him to clean all the marble stains. And he can share some of his experience. Anyway, he stays his time, so where is Jairam?
Hare Krishna. Panjakal Patharu Pachakra Pachanta Vayavacha Paitana Pavina Pivaisha Vinavana Bhav. Hare Krishna. I don't have a quality to glorify His Holiness Banasai Maharaj. And one thing I want to say, actually 1 week before ஒருத்தங்களுக்கு வந்து குழந்த ஃபீமேல் பேபி புதுசாக குழந்தை குளிப்பான் பேபி, அப்போ வந்து அந்த குழந்தை குருமலை மெர்சி பானுமலை மெர்சியாக அந்த குழந்தை பிறந்தது. அதுக்கு வேறு பாஸ்ட் டைம் இருக்குது சம்மர் ரீசன்ஸ். அப்போ என்ன அதுக்கு பேர் வைக்கணும், நான் போய் ஃபஸ்ட்டு குருமலை கேட்டேன், குமரன் அந்த குழந்தைக்கு பேர் வைக்கணும், நாளைக்கு வச்சேன் குருமலை என்ன என்ன பேர்னு கேட்டதுக்கு குருமலை சொன்னாங்க நீ போய் பானுமலை வச்சுக்கல அப்படின்னு சொன்னாங்க. எனக்கு ஓகே என்ன செய்யறது இல்லை, நீ போ பானுமலை வச்சுக்கலன்னு சொன்னாங்க. எப்படி குருமலை அவங்க ரொம்ப பிஸியாக இருக்காங்க ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காங்க அப்படின்னு, நீ போ அவங்களுக்கு கேளுன்னு சொன்னாங்க. அப்புறம் நான் வெளியே போனோம், மை செல்ஃப் அண்ட் நிர்மலா பிரபு அண்ட் சந்தன் அப்புறம் தினேஷ் பிரபு எல்லாம் போயிட்டு இருக்கோம். நிர்மலா பிரபு சொன்னாங்க, பிரபு அவர் ரொம்ப பிஸியாக இருக்காரு எப்படி கேட்குறது இல்லை, பட் எனவே வி ஆர் வேதி ஆர்டர் ஆஃப் குரு அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு ஃபர்ஸ்ட் எப்பவுமே நிர்மலா பிரபு சொல்லுவார். பானுமராய் ரூமுக்கு போகிறதுக்கு முன்னாடி அவர் என்ன செய்யறான்னு சொல்லிட்டு ஒரு ட்ரிக் சொல்லி கொடுத்தாரு. அந்த டோர்ல கீ ஹோல் இருக்கு, அதில் பார்க்க அறிவர் சாரி அதில் பார்க்கும்போது பானுமராஜ் வெரி வெரி பிஸி, ரொம்ப அந்த நோட்ஸ்லாம் எடுத்துகிட்டு இருக்காங்க, ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்காங்க, வெரி பிஸி. அப்போ எல்லாருமே வெரி ஸ்கேட், இப்படி பானுமராஜ் போகிறது நாலு பேரும் மலை ரூமில் முன்னாடி நின்று பேசிகிட்டு இருக்கோம். சடன்லி த நெக்ஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட் அப்படி டோர் திறக்குது, திறந்தா பானுமராஜ் வராரு, வந்து சைலண்டாக நிற்கிறார். வந்துட்டு இதை பார்த்துட்டு போச்சு, ஏதோ சம்திங் ஏதோ ஸ்கூல் போட போகிறாங்க நினச்சி பார்த்தா. அப்படி கேட்குறாரு, எப்போ மேரேஜ் ஃப்ளைட்டு எப்போ போகிறாங்கன்னு கேட்குறாங்க. உடனே சடன்லி நாளைக்குன்னு சொல்லிட்டு மேரேஜ் நான் உங்களை பார்க்கறதுக்கு தான் வந்து பிளான் பண்ணிட்டு இருந்தோம் என்ன அப்படின்னு கேட்டார். இந்த மாதிரி ஒரு ஃபீமேல் பேபி பேபிக்கு நேம் வைக்கணும் மேரேஜ். ஓகே சரி, அப்புறம் யோசிச்சுட்டு தாமோதர பிரியா அண்டு சைத்தன்ய பிரியா அப்படின்னு கொடுத்தாங்க. உடனே அவங்ககிட்ட ஏன்னா அவங்க வந்து அந்த பேரண்ட்ஸ் வந்து வெரி வெரி நியூ டு இஸ்கான், நாங்கள் எல்லாமே ரொம்ப ஹெசிடேட்டடாக இருக்கோம், எப்படி இந்த பேர் கொடுத்தா அவங்க அக்செப்ட் பண்ணிப்பாங்களா இல்லையா அப்படின்னு ரொம்ப ரொம்ப டவுட்ஃபுல், ரொம்ப கஷ்டமாக இருந்துச்சு. எனவே ஆனால் குரு கொடுத்துருக்காரு, தே வில் டெஃபினெட்லி அக்செப்ட் தட் நேம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு நான் கால் பண்ணி அவங்ககிட்ட சொல்கிறேன். குரு மாரி சொன்னோன்னே சொன்னார், சைத்தன்ய பிரியா சொல்லு அப்படின்னு சொன்னாங்க. ஓகே நான் அவங்ககிட்ட அப்படியே தேங்கிக்கிட்டு ஹெசிடேட் ஆகிட்டு அந்த பேரண்ட்ஸை கால் பண்ணி சொல்லும்போது அவங்க சொல்கிறாங்க, வாட் அ பியூட்டிஃபுல் நேம், தே டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் தி இஸ்கான், தே டோன்ட் நோ அபவுட் தி சைத்தன்ய பாபு, எனி திங் தே டோன் நோ. Suddenly, they said, "Wow, very beautiful name. This name is very good. We are going to put this name on Chaitanya Priya." எங்களுக்கு எல்லாம் வெரி வெரி ஹாப்பி. பானுமராஜ் நாங்கள் என்ன வெயிட் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோமோ சடனாக வெளியே வந்துட்டாங்க. ஆனால் வெரி அந்த நெக்ஸ்ட் மூமெண்ட் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா பிஃபோர் த பிஸி ஆகிட்டாங்க, நாங்கள் டிஸ்கஸ் பண்ணிட்டு இருக்கோம், சடனாக வெளியே வந்துட்டாங்க. அதுவும் நிறைய என்னுடைய பைக் காணாமல் போயிடுச்சு. காணாமல் போனோடனே பானுமராஜ் சொன்னாங்க, எப்படி காணாமல் போச்சு, அங்கே வெளியில் பார்க்க போனீங்கன்னா காணாமல் போச்சு மேடம், ஓகே ஓகே வில் ப்ரே அப்படின்னு ப்ரேன்னு சொல்லிட்டு போயிட்டாங்க. அப்புறம் ஒன் டே பிரபுபா டிசைபிள் ஒருத்துக்கிட்ட நான் பானுமராஜ் ரூமுக்கு உள்ள போகிறேன், அவர் ரெண்டு பேரும் டிஸ்கஸ் பண்ணிட்டுறாங்க. அப்போ வந்து பானுமராஜ் சொல்கிறாங்க, ஐயா ஹீஸ் பைக் இஸ் டிஸ்அப்பியர் ஃப்ரம் த டெம்பிள், நான் நினச்சிட்டு இருக்கேன் எல்லாம் திருட்டு போயிச்சு அவர் எடுத்துகிட்டு போயிட்டாங்க. மகாராஜ் சொல்கிறாங்க, ஹீஸ் பைக் இஸ் டிஸ்அப்பியர் ஃப்ரம் த டெம்பிள், தென் இத்தனை நினச்சது அப்படியே நான் மாற்றிட்டேன். ஓஹோ யாரும் தெரியுது போல, டெஃபினெட்லி மை பைக் ஹாஸ் பீன் டிஸ்அப்பியர்ட் ஃப்ரம் த டெம்பிள். அப்புறம் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா அதனால அப்படி சொன்னே அதுக்கப்புறம் பார்த்தீங்கன்னா எனக்கு வேன் வந்துச்சு, வெரி பரவரஜ் இஸ் வெரி பவர்ஃபுல். எப்பப்பெல்லாம் என்னை பார்க்குறாங்களோ உடனே நான் அந்த இதை ட்ரெயின் பண்ணிட்டுருப்பேன், நினச்சிட்டு இருப்பேன் இது ரொம்ப கஷ்டமாக இருக்கும் அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு இருக்கும்போது பரமா என் பக்கத்தில் இருந்தார், யூ ட்ரை அகைன் அப்படின்னு சொன்னார். அந்த மூமெண்ட் நான் அப்படியே ட்ரை பண்ணுவேன், அப்படி பக்காவாக க்ளீன் ஆகிடும் அந்த இடம், சான்ஸே இல்லை. அதுக்கு முன்னாடி நான் ஒரு நம்பர் ஆஃப் டைம்ஸ் ஐ யூஸ் டு க்ளீன் த சேம் பிளேஸ், வெரி டர்ட்டாக இருக்கும். பானவர் அந்த இடத்துல வந்து பார்த்து ட்ரை அகைன் அப்படின்னு சொன்னார். உடனே ட்ரை பண்ணுவோடனே அதை க்ளீன் பண்ணுவேன், பக்கா கிளீன் ஆயிடும் லைக் எனி திங். அவங்க நிறைய பாஸ்ட் ஆயிடுச்சு. பாரவர் என்னை பார்க்கும்போதெல்லாம் சொன்னார், ஏதோ ஒன்று சொல்லிகிட்டே இருப்பாங்க. எனக்கு நான் நினச்சிக்கோ, ஓஹோ நான் தான் இங்கே இருக்கிறதுலே ரொம்ப மோஸ்ட் ஃபாரன், ஒன்றும் லாய்க் இல்லாத கேஸு, ரொம்ப மோஸ்டான கேஸ், அதனால தான் என்னை பார்த்து சொல்லிட்டே இருப்பான்னு சொல்லுவேன். நான் சொல்லுவேன் எல்லாத்தையும் ஓடிச்சிடும். அவங்க சொல்லுவாங்க, இல்லை பானுமராஜ் வந்து யார் சர்வீஸ் பண்ணுறாங்களோ அவங்க நோட்டீஸ் பண்ணிப்பாங்க, அவங்கள வந்து இவங்க தான் சொன்னாக்க இந்த சர்வீஸ் பண்ணுறாங்க, இவங்ககிட்ட அதை சொல்லணும்னு சொல்லிட்டு சொல்லுவாங்க அப்படின்ட்டு எனக்கு சத்யவதி மாதாஜி தான் அடிக்கடி அசிஸ் பண்ணிகிட்டே இருப்பாங்க. எப்படி பானுமராஜிட்ட பேசுவேன், எப்படி அவங்ககிட்ட எனக்கு எதுவும் பேச தெரியாது, அவங்க எனக்கு கைட் பண்ணுவாங்க இந்த மாதிரி பேசுவேன் இந்த மாதிரி சர்வீஸ் பண்ணுவேன், அவங்களோட இன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் படி நான் பானுமராஜி போவேன், அந்த மாதிரி சர்வீஸ் கிடச்சிக்கிட்டே இருக்கும். ஆனால் தேங்க்ஸ் டு மாதாஜி ஆல்சோ, ஆல் கோஸ் டு ஈஸ்வரநாஸ் பாபாசாஹேப் மகாராஜ் அண்ட் ஆல் கோஸ் டு குரு அண்ட் கௌரங்கா, ஆல் கோஸ் டு சீல பிரபுபாதிக்கு ஜெய்.
One last thing, Mara likes a green color. Somehow, green na oru pidikum. Our room la podinga na green la irukum. Our awesome brother like green. Today, I know who donated the new deities, dresses. This is a green color. Mara will be very happy. Who is it? Right? Life pattern has donated. And Tani will be telling why Mara likes green, because he has told why he likes green. It's a secret.
ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ ரொம்ப நாளாக நம்மளுக்கு தெரியும் மகாராஜுக்கு க்ரீன் கலர் பிடிக்கும்னு, அதனால இந்த டெம்பிள் கன்ஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆரம்பிக்கிறது அவர் ரூம் பண்ணுறது எல்லாம் க்ரீன் கலர் க்ரீன் கலர்னு பண்ணிகிட்டே இருந்தோம். ஸோ ஆக்சுவலி வி டென்ட் நோ த ரீசன், மேபி சத்யநாத் வி நியூ வை, பட் ஐ டென்ட் நோ யூ நியூ வை ஹீ லைக் க்ரீன் கலர். ஹி வாண்டட் ஈவன் த டெம்பிள் டு பி இன் க்ரீன் கலர். So generally we know we have green color in the Indian flag and we think green means very prosperous, and now we have green city, green world, everywhere we like to see green color. But there is a very very more important deep meaning to green color, and I discovered thanks to recently Bhaktivikas Maharaj brought out this book on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he has described in detail about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So there also we find that when Bhakti Siddhanta was doing his Koti Nama Japa in Mayapur in a hut, he wore a green shawl. So why did Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wear a green shawl? Because in Gaudiya Vaishnava, green is the color for separation. Green is the color for separation. So our sampradaya is steeped in viraha bhava, vipralamba. So that is why our acharyas have chosen green as a color. Now we don't know why and what, but we know that green represents vipralamba. And then I asked Bhanumaraj, have you read, did you know about this earlier? Then he said, yes, I read about it in the Bengali version of Bhaktisiddhanta's biography. So long ago he had read the original Bengali itself. So then I figured out that that's how he has chosen this color as his favorite. Hare Krishna.
Though the temple is not green, I asked Mara why we should have white. Mara told white contains all the colors. If you see the windows, if you see back side, most of the colors are green. Just turn back and see, vanish. And green refers to Vrindavan. One means forest, forest is green. Krishna came in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan. So green has that, although the world we have green effects now, green building. So many foreign tourists when they come to this temple, they shake, this is built on the green effects. After evening 6 o'clock, not enough any light. It's a green building. So less energy, more beautification. And I humbly request on this green, Mara like green, all devotees when they come to the temple, don't bring plastics. So ISKCON also working on the green, greener way. ஏன்னா கோயிலுக்கு வரைச்ச பிளாஸ்டிக்ல வந்து நீங்கள் பூ எடுத்துன்னு வராதிங்க, துணி பயிர் எடுத்துன்னு வாங்க. கோ டு மார்க்கெட்டிங், ப்ளீஸ் கேரி கிரீன் பேக், லாக் பேக். நம்ம எக்ஸாம்பிள் காமிக்கிறோம் டிவோடிஸ், லெட் அஸ் ஆல் பிகம் கிரீன். நம்மளே பண்ணலைன்னா வேறு யார் பண்ண போகிறோம்? கோயிலுக்கு வரைச்ச டோன்ட் யூஸ் எனி பிளாஸ்டிக் கண்டெய்னர்ஸ், எனி திங், லெட் அஸ் யூஸ் நேச்சுரல் ப்ராடக்ட்ஸ்.
அதாவது பிரசாதம் பேட்டில் கூட நாங்கள் வந்து பாக்கு பேஜில் கொடுத்துருக்கோம். முதல்ல வந்து பிளாஸ்டிக் பேஜில் கொடுப்போம், பாக்கு பேஜில் கொடுப்போம். வீட்டில் கூட நீங்கள் மேக்ஸிமம் ஆக்சிமம் ட்ரை பண்ணுவோம், க்ரீனில் யூஸ் பண்ணுவோம், ட்ரை பண்ணுங்க. அதுக்கு வந்து க்ரீன் பெயிண்ட் பண்ணுறது இல்லை, க்ரீனாக ஈஸிலி டிஸ்போசபிள்.
எங்களுக்கும் பானு மாறதுக்கு ஐஸ்கிரீம் ஸ்பான்சர் வந்து நிர்மல் குமார். ஹரி போல், கிவ் அ தேங்க்ஸ். இங்கே வாங்க சுவாமி.
நிறைய அசோசியேஷன் மகாராஜோட தான் நம்மளுக்கு கிடைச்சது. ஆனா எனக்கு வந்து எப்பவுமே டெம்பிள் வரும்போதும் டிவோட்டிஸ் பார்க்கும் போதும் மகாராஜோட ஹை ஸ்டாண்டர்ட் ஆஃப் ரெனன்சியேஷன் பார்க்கும் போது ஐ ஃபீல் வெரி ஷேம்ஃபுல். அண்ட் நாட் ஓன்லி ரெனன்சி, எல்லா ஃபீல்டும் மகாராஜ் சூப்பர் டூப்பர். And even in the service, Maharaj is super duper. And many devotees, Maharaj of Siksha, disciples, they are all setting a very high standard of, our follow pandavanga ellarume, they are setting a very high standard. Temple, munnadi la temple varumbodhu romba joyful ah irukku, because we don't know anything. நம்மளுக்கு இப்போ தெரியும் போது ஐ ஃபீல் வெரி ஷேம்ஃபுல் டு ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் வேர் ஹவு வில் ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மகாராஜா வேர் வில் ஐ ஸ்டாண்ட் அப்படின்னு தோணும். ஹிஸ் ஸோ மெனி வண்டர்ஃபுல் குவாலிட்டிஸ் மகாராஜ் ஹேஸ் அண்ட் மெனி மெனி ஆஃப் அவர் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் அண்ட் டிவோட்டிஸ் ஆர் தே ஆர் ஃபாலோயிங் இட் ஆல்சோ. ஸோ ஐ நீட் ஆல் தேர் பிளெஸிங்ஸ் ஸோ தட் ஐ கேன் ஸ்டார்ட் சம் சர்வீஸ் ஃபார் மகாராஜ் ஸோ தட் ஐ கேன் ப்ளீஸ் குரு அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா. ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா.
So now we have 5 minutes a song on Vaishnava Tattva, then we'll have Guru Puja. By the time the devotees can take the offering and mix it and keep everything ready for the Vaishnavas to partake the prasad.
Jai 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 Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Oh. koi raat ki nahi hai sati no aaj se kripa duniya Devanu Maharaj, Devanu Maharaj, Devanu Maharaj, Devanu Maharaj. Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Bhutale, Vedanta Swami, Iti Namine, Larkino, Q. Namaste, Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharini, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Achyutadishatarini. Namaste. Om Jnana Kirandasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshusum Minita Mera Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Om Jnana Kirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Akshu Sunita Mera Tasmai Shri Gurave Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gada Shiva Tadiva Vata Shiva Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare Oh, Krishna Hari 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 Ram Hari Ram 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 Hari Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Jayo Banu Maharaj Banu Maharaj Banu Maharaj Jayo Banu Maharaj Banu Maharaj Banu Maharaj Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Maharaj ki, this was divine gift. His own is Radha Swami Maharaj ki. Nitin in Abu Vishnu, Parivajik, this was divine gift. Roy Charanarvin, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shilapopad ki. Nant Kodi Maestro Vandiki. Namachari Shri Haridas Thakur ki. Jai Devan Pandit Disciplines of Mahos ki. His son is Gaurasai Maharaj, Vaspoit Mahos ki. Gaurasai Maharaj ki. Prince Goha Krishna Chaitanya Brun Chan Shri Radha Spadi Goha Bhakti Vandiki. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sham Kund Radha Kunigri Gaurdan Dham ki. Harinam Sankirtan ki. Jag Dharma Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Shri Radha Krishna Radha Vishwadevi ki. Shri Radha Krishna Chandravali ki. Shri Jagannath Pradesh Brahma ki. Shri Gaunitaya ki. Jagannath Ratiyatra Mahos Sakhi, Gaura Prevaram Nohri, Haribo. All Guris assembled devotees, all Guris assembled devotees, all Guris assembled devotees, and all Guris Shri Guru and Gauran Shilatam Padaki.
Namaste. Jai Jai ஜகதீஷ ஹரே, ஜெய ஜகதீஷ ஹரே, ஜெய ஜகதீஷ ஹரே.
Hare Krishna, we kindly request devotees who are fasting for Ekadasi can please assemble the Prasadam hall for handing Prasad. This is a DVD of the Snan Yatra which is being played on the TV.
இங்கே இருக்கணும்
அப்படின்னு.